Mindful walking. Finding a place where you can be by yourself without being overlooked, without being disturbed. And finding a path of 7 to 10 paces, inside or outside, and standing at the top of your path. You may choose to take off your shoes, standing in bare feet or socks, to feel the sensations of the feet against the ground. So holding your body with the feet parallel to each other, about 4 to 6 inches apart, with the knees unlocked so they can gently flex. Allowing the arms to hang loosely by the sides. And directing your gaze softly straight ahead. Now bringing the focus of your awareness to the soles of the feet. Getting a direct sense of the physical sensations of the contact of the feet with the ground. And a sense of the weight of your body pressing down through the legs and the feet to the ground. Might be helpful to flex your knees slightly a few times to get a clearer sense of the sensations in the feet and legs as you stand in this way. And when you're ready, transfer the weight of the body onto the right leg, noticing the changing pattern of physical sensation in the legs and feet as the left leg lifts and the right leg takes over the support of the rest of the body. And allowing the heel to rise slowly from the floor of the left foot, noticing the sensations in the calf muscles as you do so. And continue allowing the whole of the left foot to lift gently until only the toes are in contact with the floor. Aware of the physical sensations in the feet and legs, slowly lift the left foot, carefully move it forward, feeling the foot and the leg as they move through the air, and place the heel on the floor. Allow the rest of the bottom of the left foot to make contact with the floor as you move the weight of the body into the left leg and foot. Aware of the increasing weight on the left leg and foot, and the right leg easing, and the right heel leaving the floor. With the weight fully on the left leg, allow the rest of the right foot to lift and move it slowly forward, aware of the changing patterns of physical sensations in the foot and leg as you do so. Focusing your attention on the right heel as it makes contact with the ground. Moving the weight of the body into the right foot as it's placed gently on the ground. Aware of the pattern of physical sensations in the two legs and the feet. Using this movement slowly and gently, moving from one end of your foot to the other, aware particularly of the sensations on the soles of the feet and the heels as they make contact with the floor. Opening to the sensations in the muscles of the legs as you continue to swing them forwards. At the end of your walk, stopping for a few moments, maybe tuning into the bottoms of the feet, noticing how it feels to be in this standing posture once more. And now, slowly turning around, aware of and appreciating the complex pattern of movements through which the body changes direction. And then walking back up your path, taking your time, and maybe speeding up or slowing down the process, stepping out of automatic pilot that comes in as we walk in our usual way. You may even wish to break the sequence by moving backwards or pausing in the middle of your leg movements. Deliberately cultivating an attitude of discovery. Simply asking yourself, what can I notice as I walk in this way? What is there of interest here? Walking up and down your path in this way, aware as best you can of physical sensations in the feet and legs and the contact of the feet with the floor, and just keeping a gentle gaze directed softly ahead. When you notice that the mind has wandered away from awareness of sensations of walking, gently escort the focus of attention back to sensations in the feet and the legs. You can use the contact with the floor as an anchor to reconnect with the present moment. A sense of the soles of the feet pressing against the floor and then releasing from the floor. In the same way we've used the breath in sitting meditation. You may also find it helpful, if your mind has wandered, to stand for a few moments, gathering the focus of attention onto the soles of the feet before continuing with your walking. As you walk up and down your path in this way, you might notice sensations above the waist, perhaps in the torso, the head and the neck. Maybe noticing ways in which this part of the body is moving or working as you walk. Opening to what's here as you walk in this mindful way. Experimenting with changes in the way that you walk, the speed, the direction. And when you come to the end of your walk, pausing once more and tuning in to a sense of the body. Sensations of breath at the center of the body and including sensations of the body around this, including the sense of the soles of the feet, the legs, the torso, the arms, the shoulders, the neck, the facial expression, all the way up to the crown of the head. And carrying this kind of awareness in this walking meditation to your normal everyday experiences of walking as we bring this practice to a close. How long was that?
That was 11 minutes.
That's about right. Cool.
Great.
All done. Yeah.
You can hear the water going through the pipes, but I can get rid of much of that.
Okay.
So it should be okay. The gaps in between will be. You've something called a noise gate, and it just listens in for anything below a certain level.
Oh, okay.
Shuts it down.
Oh, so good.
That should work.
Great. Thanks very much, Trev.
Yeah. We're just checking here, make sure this is recording.
Hello, you're quiet.